Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Let's thank God. What a blessing. Thank you, Father, for your blessing today. We are so glad we can come to church. We are so happy that we know you, Jesus. We are so glad that you gave us the opportunity to serve you, to live for you. Guide us by your mighty, mighty Holy Spirit. Bless every life here today. Thank you for saving us from our enemy, the devil. Thank you for giving us victory over devils of every type. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you very much. What a blessing. Are you glad to be in church this evening? Tell somebody something good is going to happen to you. Tonight we are continuing on the last little session on the anointing. Amen. How many believe in the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. All right? And today we are looking at the anointing and devils. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. So, Jesus Christ came to this world and he was born in a manger so that proud people could be avoided. Amen. And Jesus Christ grew up as it were as an ordinary person, someone whom, you know, no one really recognized as having anything special about him. He went to a normal school. He grew up normally, traveled with his parents. He was obedient to his parents and so on. And then, finally, he, Bible says, became of about 30 years of age. You know, your age is very important. In the Bible, ministry starts when you are about 30 years old. Joseph was 30 years old when he finally became the prime minister of Egypt. And Jesus, the Bible says, began to be about 30 years old when he was anointed. And in the Bible, in Numbers chapter 4 and Numbers chapter 8, the Bible says that the Levites will minister from the age of 30 to 50. And then after that, they will retire or change what they do. And others will help them. All right? So if you are over 50 and you are in the ministry, you must realize that you are on extra time already. Yes. Because that's what's in the Bible. So the Levites were supposed to minister between the age of 30 and 50. Is that beautiful? Do you believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible? Maybe we should look at it because I think some people are looking at me kind of queer. Numbers chapter 8. No, Numbers chapter 4. Huh? What did he say? 4:30. Numbers chapter 4 and verse 30. I hear it is. Numbers chapter 4, verse 3. For from 30 years old and upward. It's there. 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years, shall thou number them, everyone that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle. Verse 4 says, and this shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things. Amen. Amen. Are you there? So, this scripture tells us clearly that they were supposed to labor from the age of 30 to 50. But in Numbers chapter 8 as well, in verse number 24, it says, this is that which belongeth unto the Levites from the 20 and 5 years old and upward. They shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 25, and from the age of 50, they shall cease upon waiting on the service and shall serve no more. Wow. So Jesus Christ was 30 years old when he began to minister. And that was when he was really anointed and began to minister. Hallelujah. How many here are pastors? Any pastors here still? Ministers? Okay. Still a few. All right. So I want to say this to a lot of us who are young people here. God really likes young people. Are there any young people here? Raise your hand and let me see. There are only 9 young people on this side. And young people here. What about here? Wow. And this side? Young people? Young people? Just make yourself young and then you lift your hands. Huh? Hey! God loves young people, and God starts working with people when they are young. Do you know why? Because, you see, sometimes by the time you serve the devil for some time, and you even want to come to the Lord, you may have acquired so many things that are difficult to shed off. So it's like you have some albatrosses and some heavy burdens to carry along with you all your life and all your ministry. So that is one of the reasons why God calls people when they are young. Because when you are young enough, you wouldn't have certain things you've already acquired. Are you still around? So I'm saying this because in many churches, people feel that young people should just play basketball or play on the computer or do something else. And ministry is for white-haired, older people. All right? But it's like when you are young, it's time to fool around, be happy, do whatever. But I want you to know that ministry belongs to young people. Amen. Amen. Ministry is for people who are young. Read your Bible, Numbers 4. It says, from the age of 30. You know, by the time you are 30, and you see, but even for war, in the book of Numbers, chapter 1, all the people were ready for war at the age of 20. By 20, you should be ready to fight. And there is hardly anything a young person who is 20 years old doesn't know how to do. Bad things. By the time people are 20, most people are sexually active. You know every way of having sex. Upside down, straight, sideways. acrobatics, gymnastics, everything. And you sit there looking as if you don't understand anything. Meanwhile, you know everything. But when it comes to the things of God, it's like, oh, we are not mature enough or wise enough to be servants of God. But you are wise enough to be a servant of the devil and do every evil thing. So remember, if you are here and you are a young person, if you are a follower of Jesus, Jesus Christ began to be just 30 when he began serious ministering and preaching very serious messages. And thousands of people were coming and bringing all kinds of difficulties to him to solve. And Jesus was solving them. Jesus was not an old person. Even when he died, he was so young. He was so handsome, so young, so fresh. I see you working for God. I said, I see you working for God. How many want to work for Jesus? Young people, how many want to work for Jesus? Yes. God is calling you to serve him and to follow him. You know, you may be very willing to serve God, but your body may be too old. You see, as you get older, you become more strong in your beliefs. You don't weaken in your beliefs. You know, as I am, I'm over 50 years old myself, so I'm on extra time. I'm in my extra time season. You know, there was a lady, she was in our church, and she traveled to Canada for 9 years. And then she came back. She hadn't seen me for 9 years. When she came back, she said to me, she said, you have become more radicalized. You see? And I am more radicalized. And I believe more what I believed. More, I believe it more. I believe in Jesus more than ever. I am happy to die for Jesus more than ever. If I was, I'm more. But my body is getting older. Maybe some things I could do before, I may not do it as easily, but I still do. Yeah. But in my mind and my heart, what I believe in God, I believe more than I believed even. You see? So that's why God calls you when you are young. Because that belief is there. And he wants you to have a very young and healthy body. Hallelujah. To carry that message and carry that power. The power of God, it takes energy. And it takes strength to carry the power. That's why Jesus was only around for 3 years. Because the kind of power and glory he was carrying, I don't know how long he could have carried that power for one human being. So there's great power, and God is calling people by the age of 30. Don't think of 50. Don't think of even 40. Open your heart. God wants to use you. God wants you to say, here I am, send me. He doesn't want you to say, here I am, send him. Send them. Send someone else. Send someone who can't find a husband or who can't find a wife, who can't find a job, who is broke. Send them. No, here I am. Me, send me. Use me. I want to go. I want to carry your power. I want to carry your anointing. I want to work for you. I want to speak for you. I want to do things for you. When I'm young, when I'm nice, when I'm beautiful, when I'm fresh. Hey. Don't wait till your face is all wrinkled. You know, one old man said to me something. I went to visit him in his house. And he told me, he said, old age is not easy. I said, why? He said, when I became older, children ran away from me because of my face. And he told me, I used to be a very handsome man. And he took out a picture to show me how handsome he used to be. He said, but now, when I say, hello, then the children run away. They're afraid of him. So when you are young, you are more handsome. You are more beautiful. Sometimes we will not even know whether it's your handsomeness or the anointing which is working. We don't even know whether it's your beauty or the anointing, which, because it combines to attract people. People are attracted. So God is going to use you. And you are going to be like Jesus. How many want to be like Jesus? There's a song. I want to be more like you, Jesus. I want to be more like you, Jesus. I want to be a vessel you work through. I want to be more like you. How many want to be more like Jesus? Or you want to be like Bill Gates? Or Donald Trump? Or Bush? Or Clinton? Or Michael Jackson? Who do you want to be like? Say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. I want to serve Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus was just a young man when God anointed him with power, with the Holy Ghost. And God is going to use you. I promise you, God is going to use you. And I'm going to pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. All right. And he went about healing people that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, the devil is a devil that recognizes rank. Amen. Rank. Because if you read Mark chapter 5, let's turn to Mark chapter 5, you'll see when Jesus met the madman of Gadara, all right, and he says he met a man coming out of the tombs, and the man had devils. And he was cutting himself with stones. No man could tame him. No man could control him. And he was crying and cutting himself with stones. You know, the devil is very wicked. Anytime you see someone doing something that is not logical, always think of devils. Anything that doesn't make sense, that doesn't add up, always think of demons, demon activity. Many of the drugs, homosexuality, some of the problems we have, some of the things that are being done that don't add up and don't make sense, you always think of the presence of demon activity. Are you with me? Why would you cut yourself with stones? Why would you cut yourself with stones and be crying and then take the stones again and cut yourself and continue crying? And take stones again and cut yourself and continue crying. It doesn't make sense. That's when you should think of devils. And in the times of the Bible, they didn't take long to diagnose the presence of devils. It was clear to them that there's devils here. The Bible says the man was possessed with the devil. They didn't say he had schizophrenia. They didn't say he was depressed. They didn't say he had bipolar. They said he was possessed. So let's start talking Bible talk. How many want to talk Bible talk, or you want to talk medical talk? Bible talk or medical? The man was possessed, not schizophrenia, not bipolar, not split personality, not bipolar disease. There's a psychiatrist sitting here. Where is she? I know one psychiatrist who's around. Yeah, there she is. Yeah. But the Bible says he was possessed. So if you are here today and there is something in your life that doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense, you should know the presence of devils. And today I'm telling you the antidote is not medication, but it's the anointing. Jesus, Bible says Jesus was anointed with power. And he was anointed with power to heal people that it is that were diagnosed with diseases, but people that were oppressed of the devil. So God calls diseases oppression of the devil. Devil is pressing you down. So tonight is your last night of oppression of the devil. You are set free today by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, when he saw Jesus, the madman, he ran and worshipped him and cried. Now notice the worship. You see the mixture. All right? He ran and worshipped him. All right? He ran and worshipped. Now, people who worship can have devils. So this man was full of a lot of devils, but he was a worshiper. What's the word here? Worship. Worship who? Worship who? And he ran, isn't it? Many of us walk. We even walk. We walk when we are coming to church. This man was running. He was running for worship. And when he saw Jesus, he worshipped him. Most of us don't run. This man was running and worship. So you see a combination of worshiping God and being filled with devils. That's why we have both good and evil. With eating of the tree of good and evil. So most people, you'll find people with serious problems who are strong Christians. Hey! People with problems of every type and he's still strong in church, coming to church. And there are people here like that. This is working and that one is also working. You are cutting yourself with stones. The next moment you are running to Jesus and you are worshiping. But today you are ending your connection to the devil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 7, the Bible says, he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I got to do with thee, thou Son of God? All right? I adjure thee, don't torment me. How many want to torment the devil? How many want to torment the devil? You don't want to torment the devil? Oh, okay. Then I will not teach you how to torment the devil. I'll teach some other people. How many want to torment the devil? Hey. If you want to torment the devil, then you need to speak to the devil. You know, that really torments him. He doesn't like himself being mentioned. And why? I'll show you how Jesus was tormenting him. Verse 8. I'm telling you how to torment the devil. The devil said, don't torment me. Look at verse 8. Why? For he had said to him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. So, you see, Jesus had asked the devil, come out. And from today, we are going to tell every devil working in your life, come out. Come out. It torments the devil. You see, it really torments him when you say, come out. Come out. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. This is what the devil doesn't like because he's pressurized. He feels great pressure to come out. Now, you see, many of us pray, but we don't bind the devil. Jesus went to wait on God for 40 days and nights. We never heard his prayer to God even once. We only know of the things he told the devil for 40 days and nights. You are never told even 1 minute what he prayed to God that, oh God, have mercy, help me, do this. Not even once. Only what he said to the devil is recorded in the Bible. For 40 days and nights, what was important to write down was what Jesus told the devil. Get thee behind me, binding him, rebuking him, dealing with him. Christians must learn to torment. You see, don't let any devil stay in your life happily and peacefully from tonight. Kabashakayandalaba. Yes, every power that is working in your life is going to find it difficult to stay around you and in your life from today. I know the devil doesn't like it when I bind him. I bind him regularly. And the word bind means to fasten with chains. It puts a lot of pressure on him. So every sickness and every problem and every situation of your life, that doesn't make sense. Huh? You should have been wealthy, but you are poor. You should have been happy, but you are sad. You should have been well, but you are sick. You should have been now enjoying your prosperity, but rather you are sick and unable to enjoy. You couldn't afford chicken some time ago. Now you can afford 500 chicken, and the doctor says, don't eat chicken. Does it make sense? When you couldn't afford chicken, you could have eaten hundreds every day. Now you can afford it. Ha! Now the doctor says, don't eat more chicken. So every power that is working against you, to defeat you, to oppose you, to kill you. Look, Satan is called a murderer. John 8:44. He said he was a murderer. Satan is the killer. He is the one who brings diseases that kill people. Any disease that is trying to kill you is from Satan. Satan is a murderer. His original name was a murderer. He is originally, that is his first title, if you will, is a murderer. The Bible says he was a murderer from the beginning. Look at it. He was a murderer from the beginning. In other words, originally, before he metamorphosized into a liar and an accuser and a tempter and an opposer, his original work is killing. That's why anywhere you see a lot of murder is a lot of demonic activity. Wherever there's a lot of murder and killing, it's a lot of demonic activity. Originally, he's a killer. Every sickness in your life, every accident, every plague that seeks to shorten your life and to end your life is of having satanic origins. And today, it is blocked in the name of Jesus. I came to declare your life will be long and you will prosper in your long life in Jesus' name. Originally, he's a murderer. That's his original work. A lot of people don't know the devil they are dealing with. So when I ask you how many of you would like to torment the devil, you were quiet. I was shocked. Because the devil would really like to torment you. And it's do them before they do you. Do him before he does it to you. If Satan gets you, he'll put you in a wheelchair. He will paralyze you, take out your eyes, your ears. He'll cut off your legs. He will make you mad. He'll make you naked. He will cut your body into pieces. He will kill you, kill your children. If Satan got access, this is what he will do. And I'm asking you, how many of you want to torment the devil? And you are looking at me like, oh, you don't really know what you want. How many of you want to torment the devil? Hey! You sit down and say, you will not torment the devil. We are going to torment the devil and put a lot of pressure on him. He will never have peace. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I got to do? He said, torment me not. Verse 8. And then Jesus asked, what is your name? Now notice, he said, my name is Legion. Legion is a military term. You see, and that's what I'm explaining to you, that the devil is somebody, you know, it means a Roman regiment. A regiment. We are a regiment. So that shows you that the devil is somebody who is militarized, is organized. He says we are a regiment. We just give us the name regiment. We are a battalion.
What are the other? A platoon. Yes. Of devils. And you see, that shows you how the devil himself recognizes rank. Yes. Whenever you are dealing with the devil, you must always know that there is always an issue of rank. Who is it who is trying to deal with the devil? There are things that will not respond to you, but will respond to somebody else. Because you are not of the rank. The devil is the number one person who understands rank. And that is why there are things that you need to be prayed for, not just you praying. That's why the Bible says, call for the elders. Call for the elders. Because there are things that an elder needs to do. That is why those of you who are in the church and your elders, your pastor has prayed for you, rebuked devils over your life for years, and you don't honor him, and you don't appreciate what has been done for you, you know, it's very sad. Yeah. Because it takes a certain rank to deal with certain devils. They themselves know it. Acts chapter 19, quickly. Acts 19, how God anointed Jesus. Acts chapter 19. Turn with me, please. And many wonderful things happen in Acts chapter 19. But we see from verse 11. It says, now God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Beautiful. And from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out. Tonight, evil spirits are coming out of you. You know, I was reading a message from one of my members last week, and he said, when I was praying, he fell down at the back. He said he didn't know what happened, and he was carried to the front. And he said he saw something going out of him. Going out of him. Last week, Sunday, my church, I was casting out devils. I was casting out devils. And many of them were flying out. And tonight, devils are going to come out. Amen. I didn't hear you. Your amen can be louder. I said devils are going to fly out. Amen. Now, Acts chapter 19, verse 13. Now, there were certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, and they took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus. So the saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. You get it? They were using two names. They're not only in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus and Paul. We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. We want you to know the Jesus we are talking about, the Jesus who Paul preaches. These vagabond Jews, all right, were trying to do the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of Paul on a man who had devils. Kela Shapata Yandalaba. Verse 14. And it came. What's happening? And there were seven sons of Sceva, a chief of the priests, which did so. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, a chief of the priests, all right, which did so. Verse 15. Now, the evil spirit answered. So, evil spirits can answer. The evil spirit answered. Answered back and responded to the prayers. Because evil spirits feel the prayers. They feel the pressure of somebody trying to move them out of their house. The devil calls you his house. Can you imagine that? I mean, when they're asking, where do you stay? They give you as the address. The Bible says the seven spirits, they go out of the house and they say, I'm going back to the house. It is now clean. And they call you their address. You are getting free of every devil tonight in the name of Jesus. So the evil spirit answered. He responded. He responded because evil spirits respond to prayers. Yes. Even this one, Jesus, when they heard the name of Jesus and Paul, they sat up because they realized the threat. They were being threatened to be moved out, removed from their house. Hey! And then the spirit who knows rank said, I know Jesus. As for Jesus, I have seen a lot of issues and problems with this man, Jesus. We saw him. We were cast out. We were thrown away. We were sacked from places by this Jesus. We know him and we respect him and we fear him. And then Paul is another troublemaker. We know him. We had a lot of problems with this Paul. Remember how Paul cast out the spirit of a woman who was a fortune teller? Yeah, all the devils who had been evicted from homes, they were all complaining. They formed an association of dislocated spirits. Yeah. And the demon said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Because, you see, in the other verse, he said, we are legion. We are a regiment. We are an armed group. We are trained soldiers. We are fighters. They fought wars. They fought with Gabriel. They fought with Michael when they were being asked to go out of heaven. They've been fighting for years. You know, recently, one of my church members had a devil in a white girl. And when they come out, then the demon started to speak with a man's voice in another language from Africa. In an African language. The girl doesn't speak that language. And the demon started to speak with a male voice. And you know what the demon said? The demon said, I've been here for 400 years. You see, that's why the demons recognize Jesus. They've been around for a long time. He said, Jesus, I know him. Paul, I know. So an armed, trained group that recognizes rank were now speaking back to these vagabond Jews and telling them that, we recognize Paul. We would have listened if it was Paul. We know Jesus. We would have obeyed him. But you, who are you? Huh? How dare you threaten us in our house? We have been here happily in Manila, in this man's body. In this woman we have been to. How dare you? They were really affected by that command. Look at what they did in verse 16. Now, the man in whom the evil spirit was, you see, because sometimes the devil joins with the man and the human being becomes a devil. Jesus said to his disciples, one of you is a devil. It means that he has turned from being oppressed and possessed to being the devil itself. That's why there are some people, you always feel like praying that they should die. Because the person has become a devil. Yes, there are some people like that. You feel like praying for them to die. Because they have been possessed. So the man in whom the evil spirit was, leaped on them. Hey! He was now anointed from hell. And overcame seven men. Look, all these Jackie Chan films and so on, Rambo killing people, they are all lies. Oh. How many have watched Jackie Chan? 100 people come around him. Look, it is all lies. There's nothing like that. Huh? But this time, supernatural. And overcame them and prevailed against them. So that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. He removed all their trousers. Remove your shirt. He beat 7 people naked. Take your panties off. I'll tell you, suggest that I should come out. Huh? How dare you? He made them naked. Come on. He beat them up. He wounded them and they ran. Unless you don't believe the Bible, we are reading the Bible. Verse 17. And this was known to all the Jews. So the devil doesn't like this kind of thing at all. And tonight, the Bible says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Mark chapter 1. Are you excited about Jesus? Amen. Now, verse 21. Jesus is anointed now. The devil fears anointing. That is what he fears. Because until Jesus was anointed, he meets devils. He shares in the temple. Nobody says anything. But the day that he was anointed, they started to record. The devil smells the anointing. And today, the devil is smelling the anointing and he's going to run away from your life. Amen. Can I have an amen from somebody? Amen. Now, they were in their synagogue, a man with an unclean spirit. Jesus was preaching. All right, verse 22. They were astonished at his doctrine. And for he taught them as one having had authority, not as the scribes. Wow. And there was a man in the synagogue. This man was coming to church. So in the church, there was a man with unclean spirits. A lot of Christians have devils in them. A lot of Christians. And this man was in the synagogue. He was not in the nightclub. He was not in the, what did you say the place yesterday? The bar. He was in the church. He was in the church. And he was having an unclean spirit. All right? Now, and he cried out, verse 24, saying, leave us alone. I told you, the devil doesn't like pressure. Because the message and the preaching was against him. So he shouted, leave us alone. You see, us. You always notice the difference. First, it's like there's an unclean spirit, then leave us. It's like there's always a group. That's why problems always come in groups. Usually a problem becomes financial, spiritual, academic, marital. It's a group problem. Leave us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. You see, I know thee. So you are known in hell. You are known by devils. Whatever rank you are, you are known. Devil knows your rank. Yeah. That's why, you see, the Bible says that let them call for the elders. Or it says that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's not every prayer that works in the same way. Yes. If you remember, when Abraham's wife was taken, they said, let him pray for you, for he is a prophet. He shall pray for thee and thou shalt live. He will pray for thee and thou shalt live. For he is a prophet. And he shall pray for thee and thou shalt live. Are you still here or you are leaving? How many are here? I hope I'm not preaching against, I hope I'm preaching against devils. But I hope the devil is not in any of you. Any devil that is in you is coming out today. Amen. I know thee, who you are. This is what you must realize. Devil knows who people are. You know, one day there was a young man who came into our house to come and stay. He was coming to work there. Early in the morning, he packed his bags, you know, after the first night. He packed his bag and said he's leaving. We said, what is it? He said, no, there is a fire in the house. There is what? Fire in the house. He couldn't stay. I think he was a wizard or a witch or some kind of whatever. I don't know which town he came from. But he packed early in the morning. He said, I can't stay in this house. He stayed only one night. Satan is fleeing from your house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know thee, who thou art. And I want to say to you, you know, in the church, you and your pastor are not the same. You are not the same as your pastor or your father. There's different ranks. There are differences. Your prayer and his prayer in the Bible teaches us. That's why the devil said, I know thee. And that's why you need to honor your father and your pastor. You need to do it. Because there is a difference. Even God sees them differently. God told Abraham, he said, tell Abraham to pray for you. He's a prophet. When he prays for you, you will live. Hallelujah. Verse 25. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. So today, every devil in your life is rebuked. And verse 26. Now, when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Now, this is something that happens. Devils tear people apart. And in the Greek, it means spasmodic contractions. That's from the Strong's Concordance. Spasmodic contractions, mangle, to mangle, or to convulse. So, this word is an old word, but in the Strong's Concordance, which teaches us the Greek meaning, it means convulsed. That is why when devils are coming out of people, they often shake and move and convulse and have spasmodic contractions. You believe the Bible, or you don't really believe in the Bible? You know, those of you who know a bit of medical science, in epilepsy, we have different types of epilepsy. What we call grand mal epilepsy. We have what we call tonic-clonic contractions. And the person contracts and has spasmodic contractions. So, when the devils are coming out, they shake people. And they tear them up. It's like they're tearing them apart. In Mark chapter 9, let's turn to Mark chapter 9. You see that in detail over there. Mark chapter 9. Beautiful. How many are still interested in the Bible? Wow. Verse 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought you my son, which has a dumb spirit. Wow. Verse 18. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, the same word. See, when the spirit takes him, it tears him. He goes into spasmodic contractions. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth. This is a very good description of epilepsy, grand mal epilepsy. There's another type of epilepsy, petit mal epilepsy, and other types as well. But he says, and he pineth away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, but they could not. You see, this is what I'm explaining, the rank. You are dealing with a regiment. You are dealing with a militarized group of military devils. They recognize power, rank, and authority. And he says, I dealt with them that they should come out, but they could not. They could not. They could not. Wow. And he answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto me, him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. Again, you see that word, tear. Then he fell on the ground. So in our churches, we must expect people to fall to the ground when they are being set free from devils. What do you think? What do you think? Do you believe in such things? He fell to the ground and wallowed. Wallowed is an old version. If you use the NIV or any of the other versions, it shows you enrolled, rolling. He was rolling. So you see that this is the manifestation of devils coming out. And tonight, you are being set free from every demonic power and curse. Amen. Mark chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. As we end with that. Matthew chapter 10. Amen. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Mark, Matthew 10, 40. Amen? So you must receive a person according to his rank. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. So you can receive somebody as a prophet, or you can receive him as a righteous man. And there's a third way you can receive him in verse 42. It says, and whosoever shall give to drink one of these little ones a cold cup of water in the name of a disciple, only in the name of a disciple, he shall, that is a student, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So you see, there are three levels you can have faith in. A righteous man, a prophet, or a disciple, a student. Three ranks. But it depends on how you receive. There are people who receive me as a brother. There are people who receive me as a doctor. They see me, oh, my colleague, as a medical doctor. People who receive me as a half-caste in our country, we call my color half-caste. Half-half. In Kenya, I'm called 0.5. There are people who receive me as an African. There are people who receive me as a man. It's always a man. It depends on how you receive me. It, when you receive according to the rank that you receive, that's the level that you receive. When Jesus went to his hometown, they received him as Mary's son and as a carpenter. And of course, he could do nothing because the carpenter cannot do much. What can a carpenter do? But when he went to Mary and Martha, they received him. They said, you are the resurrection and the life. They saw him as something very great. And that is where, when they received him at that high level and that high rank, that is when the power was flowing. That is why it's important, you know, in a church, to preach in a church, not only to leaders, about who a pastor is and how to receive your pastor. And how to believe in your pastor and recognize him and honor him. Because as you keep on lowering the way you receive your pastor, you are actually lowering the things you get from the pastor. Yeah, it keeps on reducing. The longer a pastor stays in one place, the less and less he's received as an honorable person. Yes. It's less. When he starts to preach, oh, we know this message. This one is about Moses. This was what he preached last year. I remember... Somebody was, he said, I know all my pastor's messages. I know all that he preaches. He said, this one is preaching about Moses. This one is Abraham. This is what he preached last year, but he's just changed the topic. That's how they talk. So you receive in a certain way, at that rank, you get the things that come from that rank. When you receive as a carpenter, you get the carpentry ministry. So when a pastor stays for years, many people stop receiving him at the rank, the high rank that he is. Mercy. Oh, yeah. And they start to take, oh, brother, this, oh, I mean, he's a righteous man. Oh, he's a disciple. It's one of us. Yeah. And you don't get what you could get. There are people that have received from my ministry many great things, and others sitting next to them receiving nothing. Wow. That's how every ministry is. The same Jesus, Mark 6, receiving nothing. The same Jesus, John 11, somebody's rising from the dead after 4 days. He goes to cemeteries to raise people up. He said, no problem that he's buried. Let's go. I can do it. You buried him when? Thursday. No problem. Let's go. Let's go to the cemetery. That's the Jesus we are serving. That's the rank, the Son of God, the controller of life and death. God himself made man, made flesh. So as you receive higher and higher, and when you relate with your pastor, because I am just a visitor, but I'm telling you about your pastor and the pastors that are here with you, the more you receive them, not just as a disciple or a righteous man, a good person, but as a prophet, as someone sent by God from you, start to receive greater things. His messages will change before your very eyes. His words will be like the words of life. His hand will be hands of healing. Power will flow out into your life, depending on how and in what rank and what level you receive the person. Yes. So you see, in every ministry, one time Kenneth Hagin had a vision, and Jesus appeared to him and was talking to him for some time. And then he asked Jesus, Lord, why was I not able to heal? Nothing worked. He said, I went to preach in this church. Things were not working. And the Lord said to him, I was so surprised. You should read these stories. The Lord said to him, oh, you did as well as I could have done. In such an environment, you are doing as well as I did. Then he referred him to Mark 6. He said, look at what happened when I went there to Nazareth. Nothing happened. Zero. If you go, how they received me. Nothing was working. He told Kenneth Hagin that you did. I said, don't worry about that. You did as well. And he told the Lord, I fasted, I prayed, I waited on God. Things were not happening. He said, it's not about your fasting. It's about the people. They don't have the faith to receive. So tonight, God is setting you free. And God is changing your life. Let's go back to our opening scripture. And we are ending with that. Acts 10:38. I want you to remember. How many are enjoying your beautiful screen? Look, the green is nicer than the blue, huh? The green is nicer than the blue, please. How God anointed Jesus. Isn't the green nicer than the blue? How many vote for green? All this group have voted for green here. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And that anointing is here. The Holy Ghost is here. That's what the devil fears. Yeah. And he went about, what? Doing good. Something good is happening in your life tonight. And healing. All. Not some. Not a few. All. Tonight, whatever is pressing you down, I break it in the name of Jesus. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. How many believe that God is here? God is in this church. God's power has built this church. God's presence has been on this spot of land. God is a place-sensitive God. God chooses places to bless. God chooses places. I choose this place to bless this place. And he chose this spot to bless many people. God's presence and God's power has been here for many years. Yes, and people come here and they are blessed, they are saved. Sometimes without even praying for them, just coming here, there's a blessing. Because God has chosen this place. In Deuteronomy 12, verse 13 and 14, Deuteronomy 12, 13, 14, the Bible says, you shall not put your offering everywhere, but in the place where I will choose. God chooses places. Yes, and God chooses, and he chooses to bless people in certain places. So you see that God has chosen this place to bless people. And that's why as you come into this place, you are walking straight into the presence of God, into the blessing of the Lord. He says, you don't put your offering. He said, see to it that you don't place your offering everywhere, but in the place I choose, where I say, this is where you place your offering. This is where I have chosen. God has chosen this place. Kaya Shotala Babanda. Stand to your feet, everyone. Hallelujah. How many believe that the devil is defeated in your life? Father, thank you that you are a healing Jesus, healing our lives from every plague, every curse, and especially every oppression of the devil. Thank you for your great power that is manifested in our midst tonight. We lift our hands and we say, you are a healing Jesus, and you heal every life today. We thank you, Father, for great mercy. Thank you that from tonight, the devil is going to be tormented in our lives. He will have no rest to stay. His permanent residence has been revoked. He can no longer take us as residence from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just put your hands down for a moment. Close your eyes. If you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you to church tonight. I want to pray with you. Maybe somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. But you want to know Jesus as your Savior. Pastor, pray with me. I want to Jesus to save me. To save me. That's the big miracle. Your sins be washed. You'll be made a new person. God changes your life forever. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing to be saved. You don't have to go to hell. You can receive Jesus as your Savior, your Master, and your Lord. God has anointed Jesus for you today. And something good is about to happen. Now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here and want to say, Pastor, thank you for preaching. I want to give my life to Jesus today. I don't want to go to hell. I want God to save me and change me. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. Please, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. I don't want to go to hell. And I know I need God to save me from my sins. I need God to save me from my evil and my wicked ways. Please help me to know Jesus Christ tonight. Please help me. I need Jesus as my Savior. If you are here like that, then your hand must be up. Lift your hand up if you're here like that. Quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. Now, if you've lifted your hand, I want you to come to me in the front. Just come. Come with your hand up. Come all the way. Come quickly. From there. From the back. Come. God bless you. Come. Let me pray with you. Yeah, come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus is here to save you. Come on, my friend. Come on from the back. Come from upstairs. Wherever you are. Jesus. Jesus. He died for you. Jesus. He came for you. Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother. Come to God. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Give him your life today. That's the greatest miracle you can ever have. Come on. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to save you and change your life. Come on. Come this way. Come all the way to the front. Tonight is a night of salvation. Tonight is a night of salvation. Come on. Come to Jesus tonight. Give him your life. Come all the way. Please, can you move down this way? Everybody out. Come this way. Come on. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Pastor, I want Jesus to save me. I don't want to go to hell. I want God to change my life. I want God to change my life and my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let him have his way. Now listen. Listen. Keep coming. Keep coming. Are you all looking at me? Look at me for one moment, please. Listen. You know, when you go to the airport, sometimes you hear an announcement and they say, this is the last call. Final call for flight so-and-so, Philippines Airways, to wherever. Tonight, there is a last and a final call. I'm giving you that call. Look at my hand. You see, God sent me to show you my hand to invite you to come to God, to invite you to come to the cross, to come to Jesus, the one who can change you and save you. And I'm giving you a last call, a final call. If you are standing there, you know in your heart, if you die tomorrow, you can't tell whether you go to heaven or hell. You know, I've read a story of a couple of people who went to hell and came back. Just a few people have that experience. But I tell you, if you die and you don't come back, which is 99.99%. You know, there was a man in Australia. He had a heart attack and he died and they resuscitated him. And he came back to life. And he went on television and he went and said, I died and I came back and I'm here to report to you all that there is no hell and there is no heaven. A few days later, he had another heart attack and this time he didn't come back. Look, you wouldn't want to know where he is right now. Yeah, because hell is real. There is definitely a place where people are screaming and crying. That's where the devil is going and he knows it. How many want to be in the same hotel with the devil? Can you imagine if the devil is on your floor or in your room? No. Every head bowed, I'm giving you the last call. Everybody say last call. Last call. If you are here, hear me and hear me well. This is your final call. Come from your seat. God wants to save you. Come from wherever you are standing. Jesus is calling you. Come out. Don't look at your friend. Don't think about anybody. Think about yourself. Think about your soul. Think about heaven and hell. This is real. Come on, my sister. Come on, my friend. Come to God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Clap for them. Encourage them. Come to God. This is your chance. Come from the back. Come from upstairs. It's not too far to walk away from hell and to walk away from the devil. Come on. Come on to Jesus. Give him your life today. Come on, I'm waiting. Jesus wants to save you, wants to change your life. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Lift your hands, everyone. All of you in front here. Lift your hands. And everybody, let's all join. Wherever you are. And we are going to pray together. What I pray, I want you to pray after. When I pray, you pray. And we are praying to God. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me
for my sins.
For my sins.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me
for my sins.
For my sins.
today.
Today,
I humble myself.
I come to the cross.
Forgive me.
Wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
From tonight,
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus
as my Savior
and my Master
and my Lord.
Dear Father,
I am so sorry
for all my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please
accept me
as your child.
As your servant.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving me
today.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
Lord Jesus,
please write my name
in the book of life
tonight.
My name is,
mention
your name. My name is,
please write this name
in the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving me
tonight.
From today,
say from today,
I belong to God.
I belong to
Jesus.
I will serve Jesus
for the rest of my life.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving me
tonight.
Now just lift only one hand like this
and say after me.
Say, Satan.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Listen very carefully.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I will serve
Jesus.
For the rest of my life.
Satan.
I bind you
in the name of Jesus.
Come out of my life.
I reject you.
I rebuke you.
I refuse you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now lift your hands,
two hands,
and say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus,
I thank you.
For loving me,
for saving me
with your blood,
your precious blood.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
From tonight,
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I belong to Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Your names are written in the book of life
tonight.
The name you mentioned is written in the book of life.
You are registered
in heaven as a born again child of God.
Are you excited about that?
Wow, what a blessing tonight of salvation.
Pure salvation.
Pure salvation.
What a blessing.
And now we are going to pray for miracles.
Wow.
How many know that Jesus is not only a preaching Jesus, but he is also a healing Jesus? And he's healing you of every curse and every work of the devil in your life.
Father, thank you.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now. He's a healing.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
He's healing you.
He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
more time.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now. He's a healing.
Father, thank you for many, many miracles, healings, and testimonies tonight. Wherever your problem is, put your hand there right now. Put your hand, if it's your ears, put your hand on your ear. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If you can't put your hand there, just put your hand on your heart. Put your hand anywhere. Wherever your sickness, whatever problem you have, even financial, anything. Jesus is doing good and healing. There is somebody here with bleeding problems, irregular bleeding, a woman, bleeding and irregular bleeding. Jesus is healing you right now. Receive it. There's another woman here with fibroids, more bleeding. Jesus is healing you right now. Heart disease. Heart disease. Chest pain. I bind every spirit. Listen, lift your hand. I want you to pray. Father, we block every spirit of sudden death. Bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of sudden death. Sudden, unexpected death. We block it now in the name of Jesus. Any unexpected sudden death, we bind it, we fasten it, we chase it, we return back where it came from. Go in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. Thank you, Father. Put your hand wherever your problem is. Father, I thank you. Now, miracles are beginning to happen. I see something dissolving. Something is dissolving. I see dissolving. I don't know what it is, but it is dissolving and disappearing. Receive your healing. Something is happening. Jesus is setting you free. Receive healing. Miracle. Miracle. Whatever the doctor could not do, receive the power of God. Whatever hospital cannot do, Jesus is doing for you now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, go. I say go down. High blood pressure, go down. Curses, heart attacks, go down. Shikabaka, heart failure, go down. Go back. Renal failure, go back. Kidney disease, go back. I speak to complicated diagnosis, wicked diseases. Kashikola makabasandala. A breast, God is healing somebody. Receive your healing. All breast condition, painful breasts, lumpy breasts, lump in the breast. Fear of cancer, fear of tomorrow, fear of the unknown, fear of breast disease, fear of death from breast disease. I rebuke it, I bind it, I fasten it with chains right now in the name of Jesus. Receive healing, receive healing. Lumps in the armpit, fearful lymph nodes, enlargement of lymph nodes, enlargement, lymphomas and diseases of the lymph gland. I curse you, I speak to you by the anointing. I say dissolve, disappear, go down in the name of Jesus. Fearful cancers, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Fearful diseases, frightening diseases of long torments, in Jesus' name, I bind you, I break your power by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ah, I say go back to hell, go back from where you came. Every oppression, 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 demonic oppressions, I bind you. I break your power right now. Anyone who is being harassed by demons, put your hand on your head right now. You can sense that you are being harassed by devils. Father, in the name of Jesus, I cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Come out! 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 Now, now, now! In the name of Jesus. Demonic powers, loose! Loose! Kaba shakayandala baba.
Power of God is flowing. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In children. Children are being set free. Every demonic power, pornography power, homosexual power, fornication power, makata saba, immorality, stealing, lying, pakasuka, demonic influences. I bind you, I bind your power. Makaya, lopa, kasakaya, keila mashuka bakabala, para. Come out, drunkard spirit, come out. No more, no more. Every bondage. Anybody falling down, screaming, rolling anywhere, bring the person to me in the front here, please. Anyone, anyone. Come out in the name of Jesus. Demons are going out now. Everybody pray. Begin to 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 pray. Demonic power. Pray. Everybody open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Kabala bashuka balandala. Meiro ma baba. Meiro la baba. Meiro la baba. Meiro la baba. Meiro la baba. Ma ba satola baba. Meiro mola mamandere le meke bala babande. Hey la mama mashando lo kabala. Hey la rama mandele mo kabala da. La mama mara mandala mama. Hey, hey, hey. Satan, we drive you out. Your power is finished. Your power. Madness. Madness. Mental illness. Hayako ramama shantala baba. Mo rabala basopolo la bakabala. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and thank God right now. Many are set free tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Just thank God. Begin to thank God everywhere. Father, we thank you for healing. Thank you for healing power. Thank you for deliverance from every work of darkness. Yes, it's working. It's working. It's beautiful. We are grateful. Thank you for miracles, healing. Right now, begin to check yourself. There's a powerful healing anointing. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. If whatever pain you had, whatever condition you came here with, yes, just check it right now. Something has happened. Maybe you were healed yesterday. You are healed today. Whatever, check it. He's a healing Jesus. Jesus is healing you practically tonight. You are seeing the power of God practically tonight. The presence of God is here. Satan out. Kolaba, I bind you. Kaluma kashadu. Teza mandala mamandelebe. Father, thank you for your blessing and your healing. Every head bowed for a moment. Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles here tonight. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, if you are here tonight and God has done something for you, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Maybe you had a problem, but you can sense that God has done something for you. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are standing, just lift up your right hand like this. Just lift up your right hand. If God has touched you tonight, you can sense that you had a problem, but you can see that God has done something for you, then your hand must be up like that. God bless you. God bless you. If God has touched you, God has healed you in any way, something has happened, you can see that God has done something for you. I want you to come all the way to this side here. Come to me. Come to me. If God has done, healed you in any way, just come and come right here. Come to this side here. Come, walk from where you are. Come, come, come. If your hand is lifted up, God has done something for you. Come this way. Come round and come to this side. God has done something for you and God has healed you. There's somebody here with a breast condition. God is healing you right now. In fact, God has healed you. Check it. Don't be shy. Come all the way. If God has done something for you, please make a way for the people. No, leave them down for the meantime. Brother, let them, hello? Let them stand right there first, and then I'll let you come up. Come all the way to the front, quickly. Clap for them as they come. Encourage them, encourage them. Many, many miracles tonight. Many, many, many miracles. God's power is flowing in this place. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. All of you in front here, just keep standing here. I'll let you go in a moment. If God has healed you, God has done something for you, come all the way to this side here very quickly. I want to take a few testimonies, and I know God is doing many, many wonderful miracles. If you lifted your hand, God has healed you. Come, come. Please let them come and line up here. Let them come. All, I want to see them here. Many, many miracles tonight. You are the Lord that healeth me tonight. You are the Lord that healeth me tonight.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. If God has done something, come this way quickly. Let them come all the way. This way, this way, this way, this way. Come. You lifted your hands. God has touched you. God has healed you. Come this way quickly. I want to pray with you again. I want to let them come, please. Let them come. Hello, ma'am. Hello, let them come this way, please. Let them all come. Let them all come. Let them come this way. My. Lift your hand, he's the Lord that healeth thee.
You sent your word.
Your word.
You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
What is this? What happened?
I'm having a hard time because I have cervical cancer.
Cervical cancer.
Yes. And just yesterday.
Come this way.
Just yesterday, we found out that it recurred to my psoa, and it is already 8 cm for it is large already, and I had to go on chemo and radiation. But now,
how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 33 years old.
33 years old.
Yes, and before we got here, we are actually late, and I'm having a hard time walking. I have a pain in my vagina and in my rectum. It is already has fistula, and my doctor said it has I cannot do anything about it. So I just have to pray in the Lord, because.
And what happened tonight?
Tonight it just nawala na. Nawala yung pain ko.
Huh?
It's gone.
Nawala yung pain.
Nawala.
What is gone? What is gone?
The pain. While I'm walking, it is in the middle of in my reproductive area.
Yeah.
It is very painful, but now it's just numbed and it's gone.
Wow.
It's gone.
Jesus, thank you for mercy. Jesus. Now you see, look at this lady, 33 years old, advanced cancer of the cervix, advanced that is eating up the vagina, the rectum. That's the devil. You cannot explain it any other way than the devil. But God's power is touching. How many believe that God's power is touching her and healing her? Lift your hand. Thank you, Jesus, for your power that is flowing in her. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What is this? What happened to you, my dear? Come this way. Your mic.
Apo. Nabibleed po ako since November 30. Ay, October 30. And then, I've been here.
Bleeding?
Yes. I've been here last November 30. And then now, my bleeding is gone, but not fully gone. There is a spotting only.
Yes. Spotting. When did you notice the healing?
Thursday. Yes.
And you have been bleeding since November.
No, October 3rd.
October. This lady was bleeding continuously since October. What month are we in? December. 2nd of December. And when did God touch you, my dear? When did God touch you?
November 3rd.
When did God heal you?
Later.
Yesterday?
12 p.m.
12?
This morning, she said when she went to the office, the bleeding stopped.
Wow.
And it's never been like that since never. October.
Since October. So were you here yesterday?
That's Thursday. And then
Thursday.
She was not here Friday.
She was here on Thursday.
Thursday.
Lift your hands.
Yes.
You know, remember the woman with the issue of blood? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Just like this. 12 years. That was 12 years. This is 1 month or so of bleeding. The whole of October and the whole of November. Continuous bleeding. Isn't it? And Jesus has touched you.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. A little spot is different from bleeding. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Receive the power of God. Never again. Lucifer, go out. Go out. Go out. In the name of Jesus. You are set free. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap offering. What is this? How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? What happened to you, my dear?
I was diagnosed with thyroiditis years ago. And then I feel pain all over my muscles and then at the back. And then when I'm there sitting, I feel already I feel something and that's happening to my body. I feel cold over here. And then I burp a lot of air. And then I put my hand here. And then I feel no more pain.
You feel no more pain. Thyroid disease. Do you know which thyroid disease?
Thyroiditis. It's a...
Do you know the name? Thyrotoxicosis.
Toxic, yeah.
Toxicosis. Lift your hands. This woman is healed of thyrotoxicosis. Jesus, thanks for your power that is flowing. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Many people are here. Somebody with an eye. Who is that? Somebody with an eye. Somebody, God heal your eye. It's always true, whether you come or not. Somebody with an eye healing. Come. God touch your eye. Come. What is this? What happened to you?
I have a jumper's knee.
A what?
Jumper's knee. Sports injury. Jumper's knee.
Jumper?
Jumper's knee.
Jumper's knee. Okay, wow. And what happened tonight? What is it like to have a jumper's knee?
It hurts.
It hurts? Painful. And what happened tonight?
Before the healing service, I checked it. It hurts. And when the healing doesn't hurt.
The pain is gone. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Father, thanks for your blessing. Thanks for your healing. This young man is healed in his knee. He had what is called a jumper's knee. What jumping do you do?
Volleyball.
Huh?
Volleyball.
Volleyball. Are you a professional?
Yes, a varsity player.
University.
Varsity player. Varsity player.
What's varsity? Is it university? Same as university.
Players.
Yes.
Varsity in... high school. You are shaking. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for using this young man and touching his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Quickly. Let them come. Just let them come. Come. Many miracles tonight. Many, many miracles. What happened to you, sir?
My eye, Pastor. My left eye.
Ah, you are the eye.
I observed that my left eye goes into a higher grade, but now it's the same now with my glasses again, my left eye.
Wow. Did you understand what he said? Say it again or say it in Tagalog. In English, Tagalog. Say it again.
Ang left eye ko, I observe na it goes to a higher grade, but now it goes to the grade of my glasses again. It's returning to a the grade of my glasses. So it's, I don't need to go to the doctor again and change the grade of my glasses.
Wow. Did you? And it happened to one eye, to one side.
To one side.
So one side is better than the other.
Yes, yes.
So it's gone to a higher grade. Does it mean, is higher grade good or bad?
It worsens.
It went bad, and it has
goes down.
It has come back to normal.
To
this
my
one
lens, yes.
To this side. Why don't you give the Lord a mighty clap offering? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody else, there's another eye. Ah, wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. There's another eye. What happened to you, sir? Who is Frederick? Is somebody Frederick here? Is there anybody Frederick here? Fred, Rick, okay.
I cannot read my Bible already without using these glasses.
Wow.
But when the first healing service, I can't believe. I was still proving it.
And you were proving it?
Yeah. And I set the settings of my phone is already in the large font.
Okay.
In order to prove it, I reduce it to the smallest font.
To the smallest font. Hey.
And this one, I'm having my devotions already, not using this.
Huh?
I'm reading my Bible without using
without these glasses in the smallest font. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What a blessing. Lift your hands. Give me some oil. Yes. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for opening all his eyes and blessing him, Lord, and changing his life for your glory. Receive the power of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a better clap offering. The power of God is real. The power of God is real. Is there anybody else there? All right. Lift your hands, everyone. Father, thank you for healing and blessing our lives in a beautiful way. Thank you for touching us, changing our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for all these souls that have come forward to give their lives to you. I love you. I praise you, Father. And I thank you for touching our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. All of you in front, please go back to your seats. Go back. You can all sit down for a moment. I asked you yesterday to bring some your papers and your pictures. Did you bring them? How many brought? Lift it up, let me see. I want to pray for you. Leave them, just leave them to relax. How many of you brought your... Yes. Somebody here brought your documents. Yeah. Those with the documents, come. Come, let me just pray. Whatever it represents. Maybe it represents your land, your building, your business. Come and let me pray with you. Miracle. How many believe that God can do something good for you in whatever your need is tonight? Hallelujah. Come with your papers, your documents. It's just a token. Whatever the problem is, whatever the need, not the pictures. Maybe the pictures will come after. Yeah. All crises of all types are going out of your life in the name of Jesus. Yeah. How many believe that God can do great things in their life? Do you think God cares about our things and our problems? You believe? Yes. Lift them up to the Lord. Father, we pray, whatever it means and whatever it represents,
We pray for a resolution now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answers to prayer. Everybody stretch your hand and just pray for a moment. Father, thank you for blessing. Yes. Visas, documents, businesses. In the name of Jesus, whatever concerns our families, we ask in the name of Jesus. We present it to you, Lord. Open whatever door is closed. Close whatever door is open. And let there be miracle power entering. I prophesy against the walls, the brazen walls of resistance to your children's blessings. Let them experience something good in their lives. Everyone standing, please, in the congregation. Everyone standing. Now, lift your hands in front here and expect good news. As I pray for you, God is touching your situation. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it's flowing. The power of God is flowing. Thank you, Jesus. Answer. Answer the prayers. We ask for answers. We ask for answers. We ask for answers. Kama shandola makabara daliba. It's flowing. Power of God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for an answer. Long-standing problem. Let it go now by the power of God. Intervene in her life. Save her. Save her family. Save her children. Please. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it. Something is happening. Something is happening. Land. Intervention. Intervention. Jesus, intervene in this man's life. Take the grace of God. Receive it. Receive it. It's flowing. Thanks. 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 Gently, please. Thank you, Jesus. Power. Holy Ghost. Deliverance. I see deliverance. There is somebody here. God is putting his hand in a hole and taking you out. That is what I mean by deliverance. He's taking you out. The Bible says he's brought us out that he might take us in. Lift your hand. Receive power, grace. Shekata baluba sapaya. Thanks. 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 It's flowing. It's flowing. Receive it. Grace. Chika basapala. Thanks. 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 He's a healing Jesus. Gently. He's a healing Jesus. Oh, yes. Flow. 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 Jesus, thanks. Thanks for your power. Jesus. He's a healer. Receive. Receive. Take, 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 take it. Tokoloka. Tokoloka ba. Pale bokobolo. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Jesus. Careful, hold it. Careful. Don't hold me. Don't hold me. Receive it. Your prayers are answered. That says the Lord. Your prayers are answered. That says the Lord. Your prayers are answered. It's flowing. Your prayers are answered. Kaya bashatala bala. Yes. Answer these prayers. Thanks.
thanks. Jesus. Receive it, young man. God's power is flowing. Jesus. How many believe? The prophet said, tomorrow by this time, tomorrow by this time. And I prophesy, tomorrow by this time. Listen, God is intervening supernaturally in your situation. Lift your hands. Thanks. Take it now. It's flowing. Intervention. Interventions. Yes. Yes. Whatever is blocking. It's opening now. It's opening. It's opening. I open it now in the name of Jesus. I open it now in the name of Jesus. Kalama shabo bakabaranda le mama. Meidola babanda la babanda le bekebara. La mama ma shandola makabaranda le. Mama kayando la mama shandele. Open. Bakaya moshandele. Mamba shandola makabaya. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Lift your hand. Holy Ghost is coming upon you. He says, God anointed him. He was doing good. Thank you. Receive it. Grace. Presence of God is changing your life. Thanks. Beautiful. Receive the grace of God. My God. Shalom. Jesus. Thank you. Thanks. Answer. Jesus, thanks. Take it. Fire power against demonic holds in your life. Fire power. Paka sotala. Take it. Receive. Mokalaba. Sheka. Monteleme. Thank you. Jesus, we ask for your power. Let your power flow. Mercy. Mando kabaranda la mamada. Do it, Lord. Receive the grace of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Take it. It's flowing. Your family is healed. Receive it. Your family is healed. Receive it. Cheko baba satabala. Thank you. Chidola Mesebe. Shoba. Jesus. Be healed. Be set free. Whatever it represents, Jesus. Answer. From heaven. Send an angel. Intervene. Bless your children. Receive the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Bakabo Shabala. Somebody here, you know, you sense that you're having something is blocking you from getting married. Something is blocking you from getting married. Come. I want to pray. Have I prayed for all of you here? You can go back. If you are here, you sense that something is blocking you from getting married. Come, I want to pray for you. Leave them on the floor. Just leave them to sleep. When they wake up, they'll go. That's the power of God. Kaba shakaya dalaba.
I want to pray for you to marry. Yes. If you sense that something is blocking you from getting married, come, let me pray for you. How many believe that God can do it? Who found a wife for Adam? Who found a wife for Adam? God is the best person for finding partners. I say God is the best person for finding partners. And tonight is a night for finding partners. Next year by this time, many of you will have had your weddings. In the name of Jesus. You are great. You are great. You do miracles so great. Are you married? Are you married? You don't want me to pray for you? Okay. Keep singing.
Lord, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve.
Those of you who have your pictures and you haven't yet come to the front, come with your pictures also now and join. If you brought a photograph of somebody we are praying for, just bring it now and join with us here. Thank you. Lift your hands up quickly. Whatever that photograph represents, we are praying about it. How many know that God's house is a house of prayer? Can we pray about things? Do you want us to pray about things? Can God answer our prayers? Is God a good God? Lift your hands up. Father, thank you as we pray right now in Jesus' name. Lift your hands, lift your photograph, lift whatever. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Receive. Thanks. Thanks. Take it. Thanks, Jesus. There's power here. There's power here. It's flowing. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks for answering this prayer. Thanks for your blessing. Thanks for your blessing. Receive the grace of God. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Lord. Thanks for marriage, Lord. Thanks that you can do it. Thanks that you can do it. Thanks for that miracle, Jesus. Thanks for Thanks for answering the prayers. Thanks, Jesus. Receive it now. I'm praying for you. Listen, receive something good from the Lord. Thank you. Kalama Shotala Baba. Lift your hands. Thank you. It's flowing. It's flowing.
It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. What is it? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lift your hands. You are great.
You are great.
You do miracles so great. Oh yes. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Jesus.
Thanks. Thanks.
My God. My God. Kola Baba. Kola Marilla. Maroda Baba. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks. You've done it. You've done it. You've done it. Jesus. Jesus. My God. Shalamaba. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you.
There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no
Lift your hands. If I've prayed for you, if I've prayed for you, you may go back to your seat. If I've prayed for you, please go back to your seat. If I've prayed for you, please go back to your seat. Lift your hands. Whatever it represents something. And God's house is a house of prayer. And we are praying for things that we need and that God can do for us. Amen. Where else should we take our problems? Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Where else should we go? Huh? To Jesus. Lift your papers, your pictures, whatever it is, your phone. Father, thank you for your blessings. Thanks, Jesus. Touch, Lord. Yes, God is remembering you. God is answering your prayer. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thanks for answering our prayers, Lord Jesus. Thanks for touching our lives. Thanks for hearing, Lord, our prayers. Thanks, Jesus.
Thanks for what you've done.
Thanks for what you've done, Jesus.
Thanks for what you've done. Thanks for what you've already done.
You've answered our prayer.
Receive
Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. My God. My God. Thanks for the answer, Lord. Thanks for the answer.
Thanks for the blessing.
Receive the gift of God.
Thanks for the grace.
Thanks for the grace.
Oh, yes.
We know, Lord, that whatever it represents, you have answered. We pray to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Answer her prayers, Lord. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Jesus, thanks. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks. My God. My God. Tola kabasha. Whatever it represents. Whatever it represents, Jesus. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for doing it. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Thanks. Thanks. Now, all of you over here, lift your hands quickly. As soon as I touch you, your answer has come by the power of God. The devil goes out of that situation. Receive it. 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 Answer. 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 Thank you. Answer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Polama. Shebara. Talumakabaradido. Yes, it's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Haruma, Urama. Hey, watch out. Watch out, please. Careful. Careful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please, careful. Watch. 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 Jesus, it's flowing. Flowing. Bless the choristers, Lord. Give them husbands, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. If I've laid hands on you, you may go back to your seat. If I have not prayed for you, stay. But if I've prayed for you, please go back. We'll be closing in a moment. Father, thank you for what you have done for us tonight. Thank you for your blessing tonight. All right. Bless the choristers. Lift your hands, please.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel a fast anointing. Just receive it. As soon as I touch you, take it. Take it. Take it. Flowing. 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 Yes. Yes. Flowing. Please, I need ashes. Careful. Give me this girl back. This one here. Bring this one back. Shandola Makabara. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Take it. Receive the power of God. Shambo Kabbalah. Super. It's flowing. Take it. Your heart. Lift up your hands. Father, heal this lady's heart. Touch her. I pray for her healing. Thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus. I pray. Huh? Your knees are healed in Jesus' name. Receive. Take it. It's flowing. It's flowing. Receive. 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 Answers. 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 In the name of Jesus. Answers. Kamalaba. Shandalaba. Take healing. Korama kabara. Mayi katalaba busha. We pray for everything this picture represents. Thank you for an answer. Marital problems are healed. Confusion at home is healed. Deliverance from the curse of the enemy. Polara, tolara, poledes, toraba, parodele, polema, poleste, cholema, mondekela, toreman, peledo, polede, tola, parashido, pele, moke, talama, mandele, bebe, lebebe, monde, talamen, boronon, pelikaboloshu. Thank you. Everybody lift your hands. Everyone standing. Everyone standing. Everybody standing. Now, how many believe that God is touching you tonight? Now, every demonic power in your life, you are delivered from it right now. Now, right now, I want us to bind devils. Anything that looks like a devil in your life, begin to bind it right now. Speak and bind it from today in the name of Jesus. Devil power is finished in your life. In the name of Jesus, begin to bind demonic presences, demonic activities, demonic maneuverings in your house, in your home, in your life. In the name of Jesus, I bind it, I break it, I finish it. We cast it out. Be healed, be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Oh, yes. Now, begin to thank God that every power is broken. It will not work. It cannot 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 work anymore. Watch the people. Emokala mashova kabalada parolada si hola kobora pala. Take it. Be delivered. Believe it. Be delivered. Be delivered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody called Fred. There's somebody still. Is there anybody here called Fred? Frederick or Fred? I finished praying for people here. I believe. Whoever it is, let's all lift our hands. God is setting you free. Father, thank you for your power. We are grateful for something good that is working in our lives. Demonic powers are finished. In the mighty name of Jesus. Who is this? Fred? You are the Fred. Father, thank you for the blessing you give to us. Lift your hands. Are you a Christian? What work do you do? Do you work? Sales. Father, thank you for the life of this man, Lord. Pray for him. I prophesy over his life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for selecting him out of everybody here. Twice, Lord. Kaya mo shatada bola saba. I prophesy. I see you going through a river. A river that wants to drown you. But I see you coming out. I prophesy your escape from whatever can drown you. Makado zamandelebe. And I see you coming out of water, swimming and escaping. Receive the grace to escape whatever curse and whatever power is working against your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, how many of you have something in you? Somebody here have something in your life that looks like it's demonic. Huh? Like it doesn't make sense, but it's still happening in your life. Isn't it? Cutting yourself with stones and crying. It doesn't make sense. If you are here like that, I want you to come very quickly. I was closing, but I want to do that. Because I believe that things that, if I've already prayed for you, don't come, please. If I've laid hands on you, but come. What do you do? What is he? What do you do? Why do you say the devil is working in your life? What is he?
Rage. Uncontrollable rage.
Uncontrollable rage. He gets angry, uncontrollable rage. Somebody else, listen, you have something, it doesn't make sense. You cut yours, it's destroying your life. Yes, come. That is what I want to deal with now. Come this way, move this way. This lady should move. What is this one? Let her tell the truth. Tell her to tell the truth. She shouldn't lie. What is it? Lift your hands. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Out. Out. Go out. Never again. Never again. Demon of anger. Demon that destroys your life. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. What is it? Alcoholism. Kaba shakaba. Somebody here is a prostitute. Look at it. Somebody here is a prostitute. Come. Prostitute. I'm not ashamed to say what I'm saying. And I'm not afraid. You are into prostitution. Come. What is this one? Alcohol? No? Depression. Paranoia. Lift your hand. Look at this one. It's collapsed. She has collapsed. Satan, out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Listen, uncontrollable things. Uncontrollable things. Come to me. What is this one? What is this?
Killed by some forces, and that's why I brought him here to be
before.
He has been told that he'll be killed.
That the father already died because of that some witchcraft.
Witchcraft? Are you see a Christian?
Yesterday.
Are you a Christian?
Yesterday. You received today. Tumanggap ka ngayon kay Jesus. Sabihin mo.
To? Receive Jesus. Lift your hand. Two hands. Satan, finish. Out. Power of the devil, go. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, we bind you. In Jesus' name. Prostitute. This prostitute, what is this? The one who is a prostitute, you see? You need to be set free. Your life will be destroyed. And God wants me to pray for you to be set free. Yeah. I'm not ashamed to say what I'm saying or afraid. Even if you don't come, I don't care. You are here. You are into homosexuality. You can't be free. And God wants to set you free. Come. Come. You'll be set free tonight. It's a dragon. It's a crocodile spirit. In the realm of the spirit, it's a dragon. Yes. And a crocodile will never let you go. It will never let you go. Once it bites you, it doesn't chew. It just holds you. It's finished. Kaba shaka yandalaba. What is this? What problem is this? These ones? And this one, this two is what? I'm talking about the uncontrollable thing that is destroying them. Lift your hands. You are here and you are into homosexuality. Come, I want to pray for you. You know yourself. Lift your hands. Everybody lift your hands. You are being set free. 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 In the name of Jesus. Kairoma Shabalabala. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your blessing, your power. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody thank God. Many blessings. All those of you, I called you, you didn't come. You must know that God has a blessing for you, and you have said to God, I don't need you. I don't want you. Lift your hands. Thank you. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord praise.
Amen.
Give the Lord thanks.
Amen.